every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
All right, so let's continue to check in on some other news as well happening across the market space. Theresa May continues to struggle along and trudge along with her Brexit deal, and deal or no deal, I suppose, is going to be the question on that front. And you know, many questions still being laid towards her. Will she be able to get it done? She's had some horrifying words with regards to Jean-Claude Juncker, of course, who even said that there's a special place in hell for people who didn't have an ideal plan with regards to Brexit. And Theresa May is searching and just looking for some sort of way out of this in order to perhaps even reopen negotiations on her Brexit deal, which has been officially rejected by the European Union after the Prime Minister, of course, travelled to Brussels yesterday morning. So they are hoping to get things right. The two leaders have said that they are engaged in what is a robust but constructive conversation that is, but they did confirm that the withdrawal agreement was not up for renegotiation. So one wonders then, you know, basically why are we, you know, what is the whole deal for? What are they actually having a discussion about? What is the robust and constructive conversation all about here? So we'll get to hopefully chat about that as well a little bit later on and see exactly how things fare on that front. But let's get into our entrepreneurship interview this Thursday. And this time around, we have an interesting one, I must say. And I hope I say it quite correctly there, Prince. The company is called Ispani.
Anyway, that's it.
That's okay. So Ispani is, if I know the word correctly, it's Zulu colloquial for work, essentially. And is that really what you were aiming at? I know it's a, you know, according to your website, you say it's a decentralized marketing and sales platform connecting brands and businesses which seek to expand their reach into informal markets with an on-demand sales force. What does that all mean?
Well, basically, in English, what it largely means is that we connect brands, specifically financial services brands, that are looking to enter the informal sector with channels or aid on the ground. And that's how we create the work that we speak of. And they, in turn, go out and bring financial inclusion into the market, either through distributing it via platform, or we equally as well push it via our sponsor shop network.
And distributing this, and perhaps, you know, remaining sort of finding a way to sort of sink your teeth, shall we call it, in different areas and in different informal markets as well. How difficult is that? Because you have to try and connect all of these, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the beauty of it is that we came out of a research background. So a lot of the research work which we've done for a number of corporate brands enabled us to establish quite a significant network on the ground which we manage for our software platform. So we've got about 15,000 fuzzer shops in our network. We've got a strong agent network base as well. And everything is largely automated on the particular platform. So it enables us to geolocate and see which transactions are happening where, which agent is interacting with which particular fuzzer shop at what time. So obviously the hard on-the-ground work needed to be established in order for the system to be built on top of it, which enables us to then manage the process.
And then how does this actually work? How do I, you know, get into this? So I come to you and I say to you, I'm looking for data pretty much with regard to the informal market, and I'm looking on ways to perhaps bring in a new product. Would you be able to then perhaps, you know, afford me some data comparison, some information or whatever the case might be with regards to how I could launch the product, in what areas, et cetera, et cetera?
Absolutely. So typically clients would approach us and say, listen, we have this particular financial services product, or we've got this particular FMCG product, and we're looking to endeavor to figure out product market fit or try to distribute it if they've already seen success in particular markets. And then what we do is we probably pilot with them with a particular section of our fuzzer shop network. So we'd say, okay, let's try this out in about 100 fuzzer shops over a three-month period. Let's gather the data and the learnings through that particular process, which will then inform whether or not we decide to scale this product up. Because I think one of the things that we are very particular about as a business is the sorts of products that we push into this market, more specifically when it's focused on financial services. Because there's a large amount of level of consumer education that's required. And we also don't want to push down products into the particular market that we at least believe will not necessarily add value to the sector.
Was it difficult getting these informal markets, these paza shops and the like as well, to perhaps be a part of your network? Because I can imagine that not everybody necessarily wants to share. And I mean, the technological enforcement of this also is something you have to convince people about.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that has assisted us as a business is what we call PLUs effectively. That's people like us. I think specifically when it comes to the spaza shop market and the informal sector in specific, you've got to be relatable. You can't come in there with, for lack of a better term, thinking that you're better than. So it's really ugly. You have to get into that specific space and take time to understand the people in the particular market, endeavor to ensure that you educate and you spend time in explaining what exactly your product offering is and showing them how there's actually value in the broader context of what you're bringing to them. Per that particular process, you're A for away. But what we've been able to do over the past 3 years is we've actually been able to refine a process to know this is how you approach a particular Somali spaza shop owner. This is the difference within when you approach a Pakistani, understanding also the context of the Muslim culture. You don't approach them shaking them with the left hand. You go with the right because the left hand isn't clean. So understanding those specific dynamics then inform how we as a business have been able to relate to that market. So what we've done is that we've developed a manual over this period in time, which we're then able to train our specific agents with before they go out to be able to effectively engage with this particular market.
You know, just a question, I suppose, a side question, so to speak. Yeah. Did you catch up with the State of the Nation address yesterday, and what were your thoughts with regards to it? Did it perhaps offer hope in any particular way for your business? Did you feel that, and maybe not just Sona, just moving beyond now, do you feel that you've gotten sufficient support from government in this regard to, you know, help your business in any way?
I mean, ultimately, I think at the end of the day, there's a positive business sentiment regarding Sona in general and regarding the ANC Gunjan Ramaphosa in terms of what the agenda is moving forward. We've had a tough 10 years, if you talk about it, over the last while. But I do think there is a sense of renewal and a sense of hope. And as a funny group, we're also saying Tumamin to the informal market. And we're looking to really endeavor to liberate economic opportunity. We're hoping the government will make good on their promises to actually ensure that they do create that enabling environment for economic activity and development. So we're positive about South Africa as a business landscape, positive about the impact and return that we hope to see in this particular market.
All right, absolutely awesome. Then, and very finally, your plan sort of from here, how much to scale do you want to set this whole the business up? And you know, the difficulties you've perhaps experienced along the way, just if you could name one or two.
I mean, our plans really over the next 5 years, just broadly speaking, is really we want to once again increase our channel into the informal market, so increasing the number of touch points that we have specifically in terms of spaza shops, in terms of businesses that we're engaging with. Specifically in terms of, I think, one of the challenges obviously that remain there is endeavoring once again to understand the dynamic nature. Because informal markets are changing each and every single day, and remaining agile can be a challenge. And also endeavoring to ensure that our technology solution is built fit for purpose. And it's not what we're sitting behind and plant and saying, okay, this is the technology solution that we need to implement, but really ensuring that we are agile, that we're on the ground, and we're able to adjust, as it were, to the changing times.
Well, Prince, I wish you all the best in your endeavors, but it sounds like you really have it on straight here and perhaps looking towards the right ways with regards to it. All the best with the business. Ispani Group founder, Prince Nwadeyi. He's the founder then of Ispani, as I said. And that concludes our entrepreneurship interview.